Mesa's been on a pretty good roll recently. Last week, it landed an Apple facility. The city's seen a lot of development along its existing and proposed light rail lines, has added several colleges and universities to its downtown, and is the home of Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. So how is Mesa doing it? To find out, we spoke with Bill Jabginiak, the city's economic development director. He says everything starts with political leadership.
About 5 years ago, we sat in the mayor's office and really started to visualize a little bit about what we're strong in. And when you think about it, we've always been strong in aerospace, and we've got a great education system, but that's K-12. How do you fill that gap? That led to an education initiative that really focused on legacy nonprofit institutions. How do you continue to grow aerospace? So when you think about our HEAT initiative, is really what it comes back to. HEAT stands for healthcare, education, aerospace, and we cheated with two T's, tourism and technology.
Now, you hear sometimes that folks will give credit to Mayor Smith's predecessor, Keno Honker, for starting the light rail line into Mesa, that first mile of the original light rail line into Mesa. How big of an impact has that initial line been, and then the additional miles that are coming to Mesa?
A statistic I like to refer to is there's about 20 miles of track today across the valley. Mesa has 1 mile of that. That's roughly 5%. But we have 10% of the ridership.
Mesa, it seems to me, is in kind of an interesting situation because you are a big city, but you're not the biggest city in the area. I mean, Phoenix clearly dominates the valley. So how do you go about sort of doing your thing while kind of still in the shadow of the state's capital city here?
Well, I think you have to look at Mesa's the 38th largest city in this country. Typically, it has built out through sprawl. It really is, it's been a suburban type of development. Part of what the change has been over the last year is in your downtown core and in certain areas, you encourage vertical development. Phoenix is a great city, but so is Mesa. Right now, we're acting like a big city, and I think there's a lot of momentum behind what we're doing and a lot of successes, and I think there's more to come.
As Mesa has been growing, though, I mean, have you been hearing from some of your neighbors that, hey, you know, we, Chandler, we'd like to have some of this, or Tempe or Phoenix, we'd like to have some of what you guys are doing?
I've been saying that to Chandler right along. Hey, can I have some of what you're doing on Price Road? And I think what we're trying to do is now brand our Mesa Technology Corridor in the general area of where Apple has located.
Maybe about a decade or so ago, if you asked somebody what they thought of Mesa, when they think of Mesa, what do you think of? I think a lot of folks would say, you know, it's an older community. It's, you know, a lot of the buildings have been there for a while. A lot of the people have been there for a while. Not a ton of diversity in the city. Very sort of conservative, let's just sort of do our own thing kind of community. And it seems like that's not really the case anymore. I mean, was that a conscious decision by the city to sort of rebrand itself and give itself the image of, hey, we're growing, we're new, we're hip, we're cool, we've got a lot of technology here?
I think that had to be the effort, and I can only go back 6 years, and I've certainly have heard, you know, the history of what Mesa was like and tough to do business with, and I think today that's what's changed. We're very proactive, and I, again, go back to your political leadership. That's where it has to start. I can get out and sell Mesa, but unless different departments can actually perform, my word's no good. So when I look at planning or development services, they need to be able to carry things out. And I will tell you, that's been a big difference for a lot of these folks, businesses that come in. How quick can I get things turned around? How quick can I get through a process? They're not always looking for a check.
That was Bill Jabginiak, Mesa's Economic Development Director.
Not mentioned is the fact that Mesa has spent a lot of money on a new spring training facility at Riverview Park, which will house the Cubs. The Oakland A's will move into HoHoCom Park.
I'm going to assume city leaders are hopeful their winning percentage on projects like those will be at least slightly better than the Cubs has been recently.
And Jabginiak kind of referenced this, but a lot of the development in Mesa has happened under the watch of Mayor Scott Smith.
He says Mesa's city council has also bought into the vision and should be able to keep things going after Smith leaves City Hall, either because of term limits or to move to a different office.
And someone who knows a little something about leading cities says it can be a challenge for them to overcome perceptions. Former Phoenix Mayor Skip Rimza says that's especially true for Mesa.
It's very hard in a really conservative community like Mesa to encourage people to make these kinds of investments. And I think the elected leader has to take the slings and arrows to make that happen. It's very easy and safe, frankly, politically, to suggest you stand pat, you don't take the risk of making some transportation improvement like we do with light rail because people are going to be angry about the expenditure. And frankly, the elected leader has to listen. You know, when we pursued light rail, the Chamber of Commerce was, at least initially, very concerned and somewhat critical. And listening to them helped us refine that program, I think, substantially. And it's given us, I think, a better system overall.
This has come up when I've talked to Mayor Stanton and Mayor Smith, this idea of regionalism, that Phoenix is the big dog, so Phoenix, in some sense, should be the leader. Is it possible that a city like Mesa can be the leader instead of Phoenix? Would that be bad for the region?
No, it wouldn't be bad for the region. And in fact, different entities need different kinds of services. And one of the things that Mesa, I think, offers is a very well-educated workforce. Frankly, it's a young city. It's got great infrastructure, including the Gateway Airport. So I think there's a lot of things that they can offer that Phoenix can't. On the other hand, Phoenix has access to great distribution facilities along the I-10 corridor. So a lot of things connect. And, of course, without Sky Harbor's shipping and freight abilities, that could unravel, too, when it comes to business relocation like Apple's talking about.
Should the cities be competing first or cooperating first?
The only thing that keeps cities from being sloppy is a little bit of competition. So in some ways, I think it's healthy. They never think something's a lock for them when it comes to a business expansion, because they know that there are not just competing entities across the world for a company like Apple, but frankly, across their border. And don't forget, there is a lot of cooperation. You know, the light rail system is a great example of that. When I was mayor, Mayor Hawker worked very closely with me to get that infrastructure in place. And I frankly think that's an amenity that's helped both of those cities really succeed.
Things are going in a positive direction for Mesa. There was a time, especially when Herb Drinkwater was mayor in the 80s and 90s, that Scottsdale was the hot valley city. In cities other than Phoenix, is that sustainable, or does Phoenix, as the nation's sixth largest city, have to be the stable one at the head of the line?
If Phoenix were in trouble, it would be hard for the surrounding cities to be as attractive as they are. Phoenix runs the majority of the water delivery system, the majority of the wastewater system. The major infrastructure goes through Phoenix the way the valley's set up. So to that extent, I guess Phoenix has to have its affairs in order, both financially and reinvesting in Sky Harbor and those kinds of things. But I think each community does have its moments where it rushes out there, and I think Scottsdale is still a stellar community, but it's become a kind of a high-end bedroom community. And I really do think that throws some focus on Mesa for actual jobs and long-term solid employment. I frankly think a couple of the cities in the West Valley are going to be struggling for a while. So there's lots of pieces to this puzzle.
Former Phoenix Mayor Skip Rimsa.